Let's see. What was I telling you about? All right, I'm trying to get this tape going again. You were talking about my coming home on the tape and said that Dad wouldn't make any noise with the coffee pot. Well, I don't know. I don't think that I'm gonna. Unless something radically changes, the coffee pot's not gonna keep me awake. Now I have to sleep in through Chippenhammers and through. The latest thing they did was they built Oh, what kind of a cord is it up above me here? They built a shuffleboard thing. And of course, it's the wooden deck, but it's over steel. And those things, you hear them back and forth all day long. But usually you're so tired that you fall asleep anyway. Or as I say, the chipping hammers, chipping paint. It's really something. Excuse me for yawning. I'm not really that tired. Matter of fact, I feel pretty good. So I don't know, Mom. I think I'll be able to manage all right. I think maybe I'm a little bit heavier than when I left. I don't know, but I guess I'll lose that when I get back to the States. There's no activity out here except work. I don't know if I mentioned to you that we had a Vietnamese priest on board. I think I must have, and that we had mass both in Latin and English. Well, he's back again. He was discharged, and he's back again with a malaria. Except he's much better than he was. And we're still having the mass half in English, half in Latin. And he asked to have me come and see him when he first came in. And of course, I'd been working and I couldn't get up there. But I was kidding Father when he left. I said, you know, he kissed me goodbye Vietnamese style. That's by sniffing you. So. We're out on deck tonight, and a couple of the men came by. And of course, all the girls here, we all wear perfume and everything, anything to be as feminine as we can be. And one of them, there were a whole lot of Vietnamese patients there. And one of them came up and he said, you smell good. I said, listen, stop sniffing me like that. That's the way the Vietnamese kiss. They're going to get the wrong idea. And he laughed. He said, gee, he didn't realize that. But Father Kong is back, and he's in Hue. And gee, he's the only priest for a big area, and he has an awful lot of work to do. But I guess he's doing it all right. I guess they were fighting about a half mile from the hospital in Da Nang last night, a couple of nights ago. There's eight bells. Someone said that someone came back to the ship today and said they were fighting. About a half a mile from the hospital. That's a bit close. But I'm telling you, when I tell you I have no news, I'm not kidding, because things have been just, you know, go to work, come back, go to work, and come back. Not even to see a harbor, you know. But and from where we are, Wonder Beach looks like it would be a beautiful place, but of course it's not. I flew over it by helicopter once, twice. And another reason, well, one of the reasons they're not letting us off the ship is, well, it doesn't matter to me because I have the duty so often I couldn't go anyway. And I don't know that I ever mentioned this to you, but very honestly, the captain of the ship is not my favorite individual. He's always arranging these, but maybe I did mention it, these parties and everything, And he more or less orders the nurses to attend. Well, as a matter of fact, he does order them to attend. And I often have used the excuse that I had the duty not to go, only in many instances because I'm thick, stubborn Irishman, and I don't like to be told that I have to go to some affair if I don't want to go. And if they invited me, I'd probably go, but to tell me that I have to go, and then I won't do it, you know. I haven't changed, Dad, just in case you wondered. And because of his attitude, he had received a rather uncomplimentary nickname among the people on the shore, and because he was always pushing the girls, you know. And so, in fact, it's anything that which would indicate he was a procurer of sorts in the Orient. And, of course, we all knew this, you know, but he does now, though, because the captain Captain, my boss, Captain Gill, got drunk the last night in Subic and told him, and, oh, of course, he's fit to be tied, and he hasn't let anybody off the ship since. Because he's not hurting us anything. As I say, I have the duty so often that it's not affecting me one bit. And it's not affecting any of the other girls because they're kind of pleased that they don't have to attend all these things. So the only one he's hurting is himself. Because everybody knows the attitude now and they think he's taking a rather hard-nosed attitude. In fact, he thought the nurses thought up this word for him, and I know that the chief nurse came down. I knew she was looking for information, and she asked me if I knew where it had come from, and I said yes, it had come from the beach. It's easier to blame them than to blame someone, the kids.
You get?
So we, that's the story on that. I also wrote to, you know, I decided since I'm moving to Boston and since I've been so near my relatives that four chairs aren't going to be enough for my dining room set. So I wrote to the United Furniture Company in North Carolina where I got the set originally. And they said that you can either get the table from Alvin Anthony in 93 Orleans Street, Cavanaugh Company, 443 State Street, or Max Oakham Furniture Company, 1095 Main Street, Springfield, Mass. So I don't know which one's a reliable one to, I think I might write to all of them and ask them what the price is and see what I can get out of it. Maybe order those before I come home even, because I am gonna need two additional dining room chairs. Four chairs won't be enough. I won't even be able to have Jack's family over for dinner with just four chairs. I sent Johnny a tape and Jack a tape on the how to, you know, about the ROTC, and by this time he must have it. And I think I went into that with you on another tape. It seems like I should have so much more to tell you, but the mail service this time, as I said, out in the line has been pretty good because we haven't... we've had a chopper come up, if not every day, almost every day. Oh, one of the girls got a ring appraised, one of the fellows, I should say, one of the girls, got a ring appraised in Canada. A jade ring that somebody else had picked up for him in Hong Kong. Very similar to the jade ring that I picked up for a girl, and for her brother. And it was appraised at $450. And I think he paid 50 for it. So I think that's pretty good. I don't know, though. I mean, I'd love to have... I have two jade rings, one that was not very expensive and one that was expensive. Well, expensive as far as I was concerned. And I'd love to have them appraised when I get home, see how much money I saved. You know, I'm going broke saving all this money out here. He mentioned about the car, about the seats being blue. I had asked for buckskin, and I looked through the manual that had been sent, and it said that in the vinyl it was in buckskin and pearl and black, so I'm sure that the buckskin is what I'll be getting instead of the blue. If you think that that's a good amount off, that's fine. I don't think that I'll be home. Well, I mean, if I'm not home for April 1st, I can pick it up after April. And everything else is with the car will be fine, I'm sure. And I hope I get a place with wall-to-wall carpeting so I don't have to buy additional carpeting. And, well, we'll see when we get there. I'm sure I'll find a hot place. It's Maria says she bets I live in Stoneham, but that place that the other kids talked about sounds pretty good. It's $165 a month, but I can find that out when I get home. It doesn't seem like it's really not that far away now. But I guess so that when you leave a place like this, that it's never you're never really, I don't mean to say never really the same, but I don't see how an experience like this could help but change you in some respects. I certainly hope it's for the better because of your exposure to the types of things that you've been exposed to, and I don't know, I think it would take a lot to get me upset medically ever again, because I was upset, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I think I told you that with all these new people, I was just tired of breaking them in. But now they've had it socked to them a couple of times, and they're pretty well used to it, and they've got the message, and things are better. They're moving faster, and they get to realize it. And sometimes, I have to argue with them and bargain with them practically and not let them do things. They just don't realize, I guess, that I do know what I'm talking about cases and things, but they're gradually, the new ones are getting to realize that if I say this is what's going to happen, then it's what's going to happen. Or as they say out here, it's what's happening. And I guess I'm going to find it hard to go back home to church, too, where Mass here is so much like a family affair, you know, where everybody is knows everyone else, and it's just so different. And of course, it's very informal. I don't mean that it's any less religious, because I think it's probably more meaningful. But I don't know how I'm going to hack going back to a big church again. But I guess I'll get used to all those things. It'll take time. And it'll be nice to be able to even go for a walk and to have what you want to eat. and have fresh vegetables and milk. We haven't had milk now in 3 weeks. So, but that's kind of a small complaint, really. We're so much luckier than the kids out in the field. But I hope that they decide soon whether Nixon can do anything or not. I don't know. I don't have any great hopes. I really don't. I think I wouldn't be surprised if I end up coming back here in a few years, you know? I mean, if I had another tour over here, I wouldn't be surprised at all. And that's what the people that are on their second and third tour of duty over here say. That's a cheerful thought, huh? Well, on that cheerful thought, I suppose they better end. And I think I answered all your questions. And thank you for going up to Holyoke to see about the car. I answered Donald's letter, didn't I? Yes. And I think. And I answered everybody else's letters. I don't think I owe anybody anything. And I told you I sent Genevieve Mortel something. She should have it by this time. Things go faster from Da Nang than they do from the Philippines. So, oh, and thank you for sending me my